I first want to acknowledge that we're holding this protest on Aboriginal land, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. We haven't known a free Arab world, a free Middle East for over 500 years. For 450 years, we were ruled by the Ottoman Empire. And then in 1916, the British and the French divided the Arab world, and those spheres of influence are with us today. It is that division and that control which they tried to gain in the early 1900s that is still dividing and destabilizing the whole region. More than anything, you know, oil was discovered in Iran in 1901, and the West knew that they needed to get into that region. In 1916, they divided, known as the Sykes-Picot Treaty, and 1 year later, the British promised the Zionist movement the establishment of a Jewish state in Palestine. And that, you know, the Sykes-Picot Treaty gave birth, in a sense, to the creation of Israel. And it's not the British anymore, but rather the US that have intervened time and time again. And all of those interventions have meant more destruction, more killing, more destabilization for the entire region. It's not rocket science. It's not hard to understand, to try to understand what the US interests are in the Middle East. It's obvious to most people who understand, you know, the issue, that more than anything, the US and the Western powers have wanted to gain control of the resources of that region. And nothing would threaten those interests more than a free and strong and democratic Arab world. And so it's these movements now that we're seeing that has threatened the US interests and has threatened Israel more than anything. And what we're also seeing is the US trying to co-opt those movements in order to try and assert their control over the entire region. There's a saying in Arabic that the road to Jerusalem is via Cairo and Damascus and Amman. And that is more true today than it ever was. The road to a free Jerusalem is via a free Cairo and a free Damascus and a free Amman. And for that reason, as Palestinians, as Arabs, I mean, these democratic movements, a democratic movement can only come from the people themselves. And so the liberation of the Arab world, the liberation of each state has to come from within, and true democracy, true freedom, you know, is basically what we need to support. I just have to say that, you know, I understand that some people are calling for an intervention from the West that's non-military. I believe that no intervention from the West is what's needed, because the West has never intervened in the Arab world, never intervened in the Arab world for the interests of the Arab people. So no intervention whatsoever. Take your dirty hands out of the Arab world, because we've had enough.